Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
Twelve things that the Lord showed me, 12 reasons why you need the Holy Spirit. Amen? Could have brought up some more, but I just felt like that was enough. The Lord said, just stop it right here. Amen. After I wrote the list, I got to think, well, how about this? He said, that's a good one too, but just do these. Hallelujah. Amen. What did he say in John chapter 14, verse 15? If you love me, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, do what I'm telling you to do. If you love me, put my word first in your life. See, folks, that's how we know whether we love God or not, if we're keeping his commandments. And you know, John says over in 1 John chapter 5, he said, and this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous or burdensome. Amen. It's not a burden to keep God's commandments. The word will set you free. Remember what Jesus said in John chapter 8? He said, you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but the more I learn of the word of God, the freer I get. I'll tell you who's in bondage. People are bound up in religion, bound up in doubt and unbelief, fear, worry. Life is being controlled by circumstances around them. I'll tell you, the person that's free is full of the Holy Ghost and walking in the truth of the Word of God and keeping God's commandments. Hallelujah, because those commandments are working in my life, doing a mighty work in me. Hallelujah. So the Lord says, if you love me, keep my commandments. We're going to show our love by keeping his commandments. And what's the Lord going to do? For those who want to do his word, keeping the commandments or doing the word. Isn't that right? So what's the Lord say he's going to do for those who love him so much that they want to do his word? The next verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper. Glory to God. I thank God that actually one translation said, and I got looking at word helper and another and helper, and it read like this, I'll pray the Father, and he'll give you another one just like me to help you. Woo, hallelujah. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit, just like Jesus, and he's come to do what? He's come to help us. Help us do what? Keep God's commandments. Help us do what? Be a witness for Jesus. Help us do what? Walk in victory. Help us do what? Love God with all of our heart and live our lives in a way that's pleasing unto him. And I'll give you another helper. Look what he said he would do. He said that he may abide with you forever, that he just live with you forever. I don't know about you, but I didn't receive the Holy Spirit in as just a temporary renter in my home. Amen. We're permanent residents together forever. Hallelujah. Think about it, that he will abide with you forever. Didn't say until you die. Ooh, glory to God. That means the third person of the Godhead is going to be living in me and with me forever and ever and ever and ever. In other words, a part of God is living in me. Come on, church. He will abide with you, dwell with you, live in you forever. Who is he? The Spirit of truth, not the spirit of a lie, not the spirit of bondage, not the spirit of fear. But the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it doesn't see him or know him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. Notice this. He's talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because he says you already know him and you already see him. The world can't receive him, but you can, because he's already. In other words, he's talking about the second experience of receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You've already been born of the Spirit. Now the Lord is saying, if you love me and want to keep my commandments, I'm going to send another helper, and he's going to baptize you with power. And he's going to come and live in you, and he's going to be with you and on you, and he's going to help you to do the works that I've called you to do. Hallelujah. Now, if you want to get that, you got to get born again, because you got to know him in the measure of salvation before you can receive him in the fullness of the baptism. So the Lord's talking to us, and he's telling us, every one of us, that we're supposed to receive this gift, this anointing. Well, why are the reasons we need to receive this other than he's the helper that's coming for us? Well, number one, in Romans 8:16, we'll just take some time. We'll quickly run through these. Hallelujah. We'll start in Romans chapter 8, verse 16. Look what he says. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we're children of God. What's the first reason you need the Holy Spirit? He's the one that bears witness with your spirit that you're a child of God. Anybody ever found yourself doubting your salvation, but down on the inside of you, something just began to let you know that God loves you? You ever been in a place where people were doubting you, but the Spirit of God bear witness with your spirit down in your heart? The Holy Ghost just kept saying, no, you're a child of God. You're a child of God. See, you and I ought to be so conscious of the Spirit indwelling us that it doesn't matter what's going on around us. I know I'm saved because God's in me. I can feel the Spirit of God bearing witness with my spirit. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is letting me know I'm a child of God. My head may be fighting me, and the people may be questioning me, and the devil may be coming in like a flood, but I'm going to stand there and look on the inside. Why? Because my help isn't out here. My help's in here. Praise God. And he just begins to bear witness with me. You may not believe it, but God in me says I am. Hallelujah. Second thing's found in verse 14 of Romans chapter 8. Look what he says. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. The Holy Spirit is sent to be our guide. Amen. Amen. Isn't that good news? Yes. Hallelujah. He's our guide. Not just in the word, but he's our guide in life. Amen. He'll show you what to do. Amen. He'll work with you. Praise God. The Holy Spirit's there not just to bear witness with your spirit that you're a child of God, but he's there to give you guidance in situations. Hallelujah. To help you make good decisions. Help you to do good things. Praise God. I can remember when he'll work with you. Praise God. And I don't know about you, but I've been in places. I remember one time when Bonnie and I were first in the ministry, and actually, she was pregnant with Joshua. And so we had a little car, a little economy car that we'd got. And so I wanted to get a bigger car because we're going to have a baby. And, you know, we didn't really have much of a back seat or anything. And so I thought, well, we need a little bit bigger car. So I just got together, went down, and I was looking at this car. And, boy, I like this car. And it was just everything I wanted. But they wanted too much for it, and they actually wanted my dad to co-sign. I'm thinking, my God, I'm a preacher. I've got 4 years of college and a year of Bible school, and I'm up here, and they're wanting my dad to sign for it. I ain't going to do that. And I'm sitting there, and they got it all worked up. And the Spirit of God's on the inside of me, and he just started guiding me. He said, don't do this. I got something better. Don't do this. I'll guide you where you need to go. You're missing it. Anybody ever had the Spirit of God bear witness with your spirit and trying to guide you to do the right thing? Well, thank God I wasn't smart in everything, but I was smart enough to listen to him. Amen? And so I just laid the pen down and said, I can't sign for that. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it. I'm sorry I bothered you. And I just got up and walked out. And my dad, he was going to help me. And he told my mom, said, I don't know what happened to him. All the paperwork worked up. And they was ready to give him the car. And he just got up and said, no, I don't think I can do that. And just walked off. My mom looked at him and said, well, you know, my son, your son, said he's always been a little different, so, you know, just have to let him do what he's going to do. But, you know, it wasn't about a week later that I got up, and Bonnie and I was going to go down to the town and do some things, and we drove by a car dealership, and there sat a very car that I'd liked before, and I pulled in. I got that thing for several thousand dollars less than what that other one was, and I got it on my own signature. Hallelujah. Got the payments I wanted. The Lord knew there was a better deal, and he didn't want me to get in. He's our guide. You need the Holy Spirit to help you to make good decisions and guide you where you need to go. Amen? Do what's need to be done. Look in Romans 8, verse 11. Jump on up to the 11th verse. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. The Holy Spirit is the one who gives life, health, and strength to our physical bodies. Amen. Do you understand that when you get healed from God? Spiritual healing is from the inside out. Amen. The Holy Ghost is on the inside of you. And you've got to let the Holy Ghost be stronger in you than the problem is outside of you. You've got to let him heal your body. You know that whenever you pray and the anointing comes on you, that anointing from the minister gets hooked up with the anointing on the inside of you, and the Spirit of God inside of you begins to quicken and make alive and strengthen and heal your body and make you strong. Hallelujah. And God does it by the Spirit. And that which is in the spirit begins to manifest in the physical, and healing is the answer. Hallelujah. So we need to be full of the Holy Ghost so he can quicken us and make us alive and strengthen us in our bodies. Amen. Now look in Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Look what he says here. The fourth one here. Romans 5, 5 says, now hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Woo, hallelujah. See, folks, why do you need to be full of the Holy Ghost? Because he's the one that pours the love of God into your heart. You show me somebody that doesn't love somebody, and I'll show you somebody that's not walking with God, not being full of the Spirit. Amen. In fact, over in Jude 20 and 21, he says, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God. Verse 21, how do I keep myself in the love of God? The Holy Spirit pours the love of God into my heart. How does he pour it in my heart? When I'm worshiping the Lord and praying in the Spirit, the Holy Ghost will just cause God's love to just come into me. Amen. Do you know that you can't have an argument with somebody while you're praising the Lord? Amen. Just won't work. Husband and wife comes in. Husband comes in. All right, all this. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Aren't you going to fight? Hallelujah, Lord. I praise you. Hallelujah. Well, I'm just walk off. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If he's got any God in him at all, finally he'll get convicted and say, Lord, forgive me. And then the Holy Ghost will pour some love in his heart. And he'll come in there and he'll look at you and go, hallelujah. Amen. You can't stand there and say, I hate you. Hallelujah. Amen. It don't work. You get to praying in the Spirit. Hallelujah. And God will work and move in you. And bless you and bless the whole atmosphere. And the love of God begins to be poured out. And the whole atmosphere begins to change. And the Lord begins to show himself mighty. Amen. Look in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. We know these verses. We could quote them, but it's help you just take a moment and look at them. Ephesians chapter 1. The apostle Paul is talking here about prayer. And in verse 17, he says this, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Why do you need the Holy Spirit? So you can have wisdom and revelation operating in your life. Without the Holy Spirit, you don't have the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Without the Holy Spirit, the Lord's not going to be as real in your life. You're not going to have the revelation of his lordship and of healing and of his power in your life. It's the Holy Spirit that brings that revelation and wisdom into you of the knowledge of what God wants you to do. Amen? Jude 20, we've already quoted that verse. We'll just quote it again. Jude 20 says, but you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. What's the next thing the Holy Spirit does? He helps you to energize your faith. Somebody says, well, my faith is just so weak. I'll tell you what you do. You get off in your prayer room by yourself somewhere and start praying in the Holy Ghost and start worshiping God and start praising God. And the first thing you know, the Holy Ghost will take hold together with you and faith will rise up on the inside of you and joy will rise up on the inside of you. And all of a sudden you'll be strong in the Lord and the power of his might and you'll stop doubting and you'll start believing again. Hallelujah.
Today's message is from Pastor Huffman's new series, The Power of the Holy Spirit. You can receive your own copy of this series on CD for $15 by sending your check or money order to Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia 25712. To use your credit card, call 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. And ask for the series, The Power of the Holy Spirit. This series and many other ministry resources are available online at darylhuffman.org. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.